Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Berkshire Bach Society presents Bach at New Year's with a program of all six of Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerti at three locations in our region. Monday, December 30th at 3 p.m. at the Academy of Music in Northampton, Massachusetts. Tuesday, December 31st at 6 p.m. at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And Wednesday, January 1st at 3 p.m. at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, New York. Berkshire Bach Ensemble director and soloist Eugene Drucker, violinist and co-founder of the Emerson String Quartet, joins us now. Eugene Drucker, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah.
How long have you been involved with the Berkshire Bach Society?
For well over 20 years, but I've been the music director just for the past couple of years. This will be my third outing, so to speak, as music director for the Berkshire Bach New Year's concerts. But the former music director, my predecessor, Kenneth Cooper, a fantastic harpsichordist, was there for, I think, 23 years before I took over. And I was coming up to play with the ensemble for the New Year's concerts probably 20 of those 23 years.
What is it about these concerts that's made you commit to them around New Year's for so many years of your life?
Well, the collegial spirit there of enjoying making music together is very strong. I've always noticed that. Of course, there's been some turnover during the years I've been there, but there's a sort of core ensemble. I recognize many people from decades ago already, and Ken Cooper was a great unifying force, and I hope to follow in his footsteps in that sense, too. People had a lot of personal loyalty toward him and towards the community, the people who house us and who are so generous in creating a New Year's Eve party, for example, after the concert in Great Barrington, and who just generally give us a sense of the spirit of support and what this wonderful music means to the community. All of those are significant draws, and of course there's the beauty of the Berkshires. And I can tell you as a New York City resident that it's nice to get away from Manhattan during the borderline craziness of the New Year's season. I can't think of a better way, actually, to celebrate New Year's Eve and New Year's Day than to enter into the mind of one of the greatest geniuses of all time, of Johann Sebastian Bach. And we don't always play all six Brandenburgs, by the way, but Bach is always prominently featured in the program, and usually at least a couple of his Brandenburg concertos are there, that we've also done the orchestral suites and music by other Baroque composers. So having access to this great spirit through the diverse music that he created reminds us of some of the values that we've cherished as we pass from one year to the next, because of what is the meaning of New Year's Eve anyway, really? It is to mark the passage of time and to sort of take stock of where we've come in our lives and perhaps in the history of our civilization as well, and then to prepare for the future. And it's wonderful to have a great spirit guiding us through that kind of transition.
This year you are playing all six of the Brandenburg Concerti. What went into that decision?
Well, that's probably the most popular holiday program, and I noticed that it's not only for Berkshire Bach Society, but you'll see this program offered in New York somewhat earlier in December by several organizations every year. I think the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, with which my quartet has had ties, significant ties during our career. Mm-hmm. I see that they offer either that program or something very similar in early to mid-December every year. And the reason is that there's tremendous variety of instrumentation in these six concertos, and a great deal of variety of mood as well. It turns out that the six concertos were not intended as a set. Bach wrote them of a period of maybe 5 years between 1713 and 1718 or 19. And toward the end of that period, I guess he had some particular reason to want to ingratiate himself with the Margrave of Brandenburg. So he gathered together these concertos, which had not previously had a dedicatee, and offered them to him. I don't know whether they were ever played in Berlin at the Brandenburg court, but apparently they were found in the library of that aristocrat or monarch mid-19th century, so you know, quite a bit later, well over a century after they were dedicated. And almost immediately, I believe, after their rediscovery, they began to get very popular for obvious reasons. It's great music. It is not the heaviest music that Bach wrote, and for that reason, too, it's probably appropriate for a celebratory time, New Year's holiday, though there is certainly great depth in the music as well, particularly in the slow movements. I think when I think of the slow movements of every single one of these concertos, except number three, which doesn't really have a slow movement, each one is very personal. It reflects the intense musical imagination and the startling individuality of a composer like Bach. When you think of the source of his inspiration, and that some of it at least came from the Italian concerto grosso form, and there are some beautiful examples of Italian concerti grossi, but what Bach did with that when he adapted it to his own particular aesthetic is really remarkable, because it's quite a departure. The sheer variety, not only of instrumentation, but of form, the fact that you're not going to find exactly the same form in structure, in other words, in any two of these concertos, that his imagination was always roving, always experimenting. And this brings me to a point that I like to make about classical music in general, not only Bach, but that some, perhaps not all, of the greatest classical music was quite experimental at the time that it was written. And so, in a sense, it was not classical. It was contemporary. It was avant-garde at the time that it was written. And it's one of the challenges for performers and sometimes for listeners as well, to try to remember that this is not sort of fusty old museum piece kind of music. It's music that's vital and alive, expressive of individual feelings that the composer had.
How do you and the Berkshire Bach Ensemble prepare for these concerts?
Well, most of the rehearsing is done the day before and during our dress rehearsals before each concert. But the day before the first concert, and the first concert being on December 30th in Northampton, well, on the 29th, we have a six-hour rehearsal in the afternoon in Great Barrington. That's been our pattern for quite a long time. However, people have to prepare individually. And remember, with this repertoire, there's a backlog of experience that almost all the players would have, mm-hmm. since it is played frequently. And one point I made in my welcome message, which I just wrote for the program booklet, is that I've been living with this music for decades and going way back beyond the time I was with Berkshire Bach to a group called the New York Chamber Soloists, which I joined in my early 20s. And that was one of the staples of their programming as well. And in other ensembles, I briefly belonged to a group called the Brandenburg Ensemble when I was just out of Juilliard. And we played mostly, but not entirely, Brandenburg concertos. So it's very familiar to most of the players. And in spite of that familiarity, there's a certain amount of intense individual preparation that has to be done. And I've tried to distribute the solo parts as equally as possible among these wonderful players who are part of this group. And so for myself, I'm continuing in the role of solo violin or violino principale in Brandenburg Fourth. That's the one with the two flutes or recorders, violin and continuo, plus the ensemble. And also I'm leading Brandenburg Third. I'm playing the first violin part. Brandenburg Third is interesting in that it has three violins, three violas, three cellos with distinct parts, and the cello and double bass double each other, and then there's the continuo played by the harpsichord with reinforcement from the cello and bass. So I've already begun to practice the very flamboyant and virtuosic solo part of number four because it's something I have to build up to gradually. I don't practice it every single day, but usually if I'm going to play it in these end-of-year concerts, I start looking at it 2.5 or 3 weeks beforehand, and maybe I return to it every third or fourth day and practice it a little bit. I don't have to spend a huge amount of time with it, and I don't have to practice every single note, but there are certain passages there that that merit attention, let's just put it that way.
Sure.
And also, I had a very brief rehearsal for a movement that we're going to insert in the middle of Brandenburg Third. This is from a trio sonata. It was originally for flute, violin, and harpsichord and continuo. And I wanted the wonderful young violinist who actually lives in the region, in Hudson, New York. Her name is Emily Smith. I wanted her to have an additional chance to shine. So she and I are going to play the slow movement of this trio sonata, which some people think was at least revised by Bach's distinguished son, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. So, you know, it might not be 100% authentic Johann Sebastian. However, it fits very well in the style and in the harmonic direction that Bach indicated with two chords that he inserted between the two outer movements of Brandenburg Third. In the past, sometimes I've done a movement of a violin sonata with Ken Cooper playing continuo. Oh, and something else I'm excited about this year is that we have distinguished harpsichordist who spent a great deal of his time in Europe. His name is Kenneth Weiss, and he often plays with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center in their Baroque music concerts in earlier in December. But he's based in Paris, in Geneva. He teaches at the conservatories there and has quite a distinguished career. So this will be his debut with Berkshire Bach, and of course he will have the diabolically wonderful cadenza to play in Brandenburg Fifth. That's a piece that Bach obviously wrote to showcase his own incredible abilities as a keyboard artist.
The Berkshire Bach Society presents Bach at New Year's Monday, December 30th at 3 p.m. at the Academy of Music in Northampton, Massachusetts, Tuesday, December 31st at 6 p.m. at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and Wednesday, January 1st at 3 p.m. at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, New York. BerkshireBach.org for more information. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. Eugene Drucker, thank you for being here and have a wonderful time.
Thank you, Sarah. I hope you'll be able to hear some of this music.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.